I went honky tonkin' the other night. I met a little gal, boy, was she nice. She did the snake dance boogie.
She wiggled and she waggled
all around the floor.
She wiggled and she waggled.
She did the snake dance boogie and they all cried for more. She got on the floor and she started to dance. She shimmied and she shook and she started to prance. She did the snake dance boogie.
She wiggled and she waggled
all around the floor.
She wiggled and she waggled.
She did the snake dance boogie and they all cried for more. Her hips and rolled her eyes. She snuggled up close and man alive. She did the snake dance boogie.
She wiggled and she waggled
all around the floor.
She wiggled and she waggled.
She did the snake dance boogie and they all cried for more. I'm gonna see my baby tomorrow night. She's gonna do the boogie and she'll do it right. She'll do the snake dance boogie.
She wiggled and she waggled
all around the floor.
She wiggled and she waggled.
She did the snake dance boogie and they all cried for more. And prance and she does it fine. She can shake it for me just any old time. She does a snake dance boogie.
She wiggle and she waggle
all around the floor.
She wiggle and she waggle.
She did a snake dance boogie and they all cried for more.
Early one morning while making my rounds, took a shot of cocaine and I shot my woman down. Went right home and I went to bed and stuck that loving 44 beneath my head. Got up next morning and I grabbed that gun. Took a shot of cocaine and away I run. Made a good run, but I run too slow. They overtook me down in Juarez, Mexico. Laying in a hop joint, I smoking a pill. In walked the sheriff from Jericho Hill. He said, Willie Lee, your name is not Jack Brown. You're the dirty hap that shot your woman down. Yes, oh yes, my name is Willie Lee. If you've got a warrant, just read it to me. Shot her cold, cause she made me sore. I thought I was her daddy, but she had five more. When I was arrested, I was dressed in black. Put me on a train and they brought me back. Had no friends to go my bail. They slapped my dried up carcass in that county jail. Early next morning, about a 9:30, I spied the sheriff coming down the line. Hocked and he coughed as he cleared his throat. He said, come on, you dirty hap, into that district court. Into the courtroom my trial began, where I was paneled by 12 honest men. Just before the jury started out, I saw that little judge commence to look about. In about 5 minutes in walked a man, holding the verdict in his right hand. The verdict read in the first degree. I hollered, Lordy, Lordy, have mercy on me. The judge smiled as he picked up his pen. 99 years in the San Quentin pen. 99 years underneath that ground. I'll never forget the day I shot my woman down. Come all you haps and listen unto me. Just lay off that whiskey and let that cocaine.
The second Boogie Woogie medley of the program, two from Roy Hogshead's Hot Little Trio, the latter with the message, just say no to cocaine and whiskey, the Cocaine Blues, which was later a big hit for Johnny Cash. Some of the hot players from Western Swing helped shape early rock and roll, particularly the country hillbilly precursor music called rockabilly. Now you will never, never guess which early rock and roll star this is.
I'm behind the eight ball with my honey. I can't get to first base anymore. She won't speak to me for love nor money.
His saxophonist had recorded with Bob Wills' steel guitar player Leon McAuliffe in the 40s. And he began his country music career with this band called the Four Aces of Western Swing.
You're guilty, she did cry, and I had no alibi. So I'm behind the eight ball serving time.
Give Up? It's Bill Haley, of Bill Haley and the Comets fame. See, in 1953, he stepped away briefly from his band, which was known as the Saddlemen, to record on the new Essex label in a somewhat different style. The smashing success of Bill Haley and the Comets, Rock the Joint, and Crazy Man Crazy were the official launch of early rock and roll. Haley had been a minor Western swing star, unlike vocalist and pianist Moon Mullican. Mullican recorded with some of the most important names of Western swing in the late 30s, such as Cliff Bruner, the Modern Mountaineers, and the legendary Blue Ridge Playboys.
Everybody rock. Seven nights to rock. I got seven nights to roll.
In the late 40s, he became a hitmaker for the independent King label. His rough and ready honky-tonk piano style that he called three-fingered piano greatly influenced Jerry Lee Lewis. Among Moon Mullican's hits were Cherokee Boogie, Jolie Blonde, Pretty Blonde, New Jolie Blonde, and I'll Sail My Ship Alone. And one of his finest Western swing efforts was with Cliff Bruner's Texas Wanderers. Here's Moon Mullican playing his excellent down-home piano and singing Old Joe Turner's Blues from 1938.
Old Joe Turner, won't you come on home to me? Come on home, cause I need your stingaree. Smell your cornbread burning, honey, turn your damper down. Yeah, turn that damper down. I smell your cornbread burning, won't you turn your damper down? If you ain't got no damper, won't you turn your bread around? I sent you a $20 bill. Old Joe Turner, I sent you a $20 bill. If that don't get you, I know my shotgun will.
Moon Mullican, with Cliff Bruner's Texas Wanderers, Old Joe Turner's Blues. Mullican heard on vocal and piano. Again, he was a big impression on an early important piano player of rock and roll, Jerry Lee Lewis. If you're intrigued by this connection of Western swing and rockabilly with early rock and roll, check out the online Rockabilly Hall of Fame at www.rockabillyhall.com.
Well, all right.
In the 1940s and 50s, Bob Wills' music was extremely popular in California, partly because so many Texans and other Southwesterners had migrated there to pick fruit and do manual labor before World War II, and to work in the aircraft, oil, and other industries during and after the war. Western swing bands like Bob Wills and Spade Cooley drew huge crowds and smashed all attendance records, even those of the most popular big bands. Wills himself lived for a few years in California, but unlike most of his fans, eventually relocated back to Tulsa. Bob Wills had been one of the most successful entertainers of the 1940s. But more typically, Southwesterners from the High Plains had few choices. They'd been swept off the land by depression and Dust Bowl, uprooted by foreclosures, war, and hard times, and crowded into northern cities and western states, where they were mostly scorned and looked down upon as Okies and hillbillies.
If you see Arky tailing Texas, got a job furry mountain, California, picking up prunes, squeezing oil out of olives. Dear Okey, if you see Arky tailing Texas, got a job furry mountain, California, raking up gold, laying fiddle in the follies. Now he'll be lucky if he finds a place to live. But there's orange juice fountains flowing for those kids of his. Dear Okey, if you see Arky tailing Texas, got a job furry mountain, California, digging all wells. All he needs is a shovel.
Their popular image as drunken, brawling, licentious hill people who filled up their front yards with junk and spit tobacco on the walls is rampant in the literature of the day. Hillbilly stereotypes were famously caricatured in the Lil Abner cartoon strip and the Beverly Hillbillies on TV. But this music that lay on the frontier of rock and roll and urban honky-tonk music reflects their life and experiences from their point of view as scorned outsiders. A caste system even seems to have formed between the earlier urban immigrants and the later arrivals.
Hey, operator, get a hustle on your legs. Big Texas out in California. Hey there, Texas, here is Arky. The job in California was a lot of malarkey. Bought myself a one-way ticket. Found more Okies than you can shake a stick at. Now I'm back with Paul and Ma. Happy in the hills of Arkansas. The Okies out in California, they've got the job, so let me warn you. A poor old Arky just don't stand a chance, cause it cost me out by the seat of my pants. They're good folks when it comes to giving. Don't cut in when they're trying to make a living. The prunes are canned and on the shelves. They can beat an Arky at digging all wells.
With the big band era over by 1950, popular music of the late 40s and early 50s declined into saccharine ditties about puppies in the window. And can you believe that the Woody the Woodpecker song was the biggest hit of 1948? Hillbilly and honky-tonk music at least retained a certain realism, addressing some of the actual difficulties of the day. The baby boom, D-I-V-O-R-C-E, getting by financially, or surviving in the big city.
I bought some books to make me laugh, some records for my phonograph, some jewelry just to keep my sweetie gay. A fog light and a set of tires, a bathtub for that home of ours, and a table that is always in our way. A coupon from a magazine said I could try out their machine for 30 days without a bit of pay. But 30 days are awful quick, the lawyers too are mighty slick, and they attached my wages yesterday. I got the no money down, easy monthly payment blues, everything I buy I'm bound to lose. There's a man stuck in the chimney, one of peeping through.
What's interesting to me about this music is it gives us almost like a sociological window into real life. Not a classic academic view from the ivory tower down, but an enlightening and more democratic view from near the bottom rung of society.
Coffee pot, a fence to go around my lot, and plastic teeth that always look so nice. I got the no money down, easy monthly payment blues, everything I buy I'm bound to lose.
Now if you win a host of prizes on a jackpot giveaway, and you think that you're lucky, brother, you better think the other way. 'Cause when you finish paying taxes, federal, state, and city too, you wind up paying more in taxes than the jackpot paid to you. Taxes, taxes, will you always haunt me? Will I always have to work in vain? You have caused me many tribulations. Taxes, taxes, you have taxed my brain.
I think that country music and Western swing increasingly became a truer reflection of the early 1950s, quite a contrast to the made-for-TV or Life magazine, Ozzie Nelson, Leave It to Beaver images of apple pie America, even a critique, if you will, of spreading suburban life and its discontents.
Bye, baby, I'm still a-singin'. When the baby starts to cry, will my ears start ringing? My wife told me today, I got news for you, honey, there's another on the way.
Bottle baby boogie,
yeah, walking the floor.
Bottle baby boogie,
they ain't gonna do it no more. I told my wife, and I don't mean maybe, this ain't gonna be no bottle baby.
Oh, look out there, Skeeter. Yeah.
Guy in the sailor suit, but now I'm back in civvy clothes, and what do you think I found? I fought the war and I paid off the car, now I'm alimony bound. Goodbye, honey, goodbye, money, goodbye to this old town. You'll hear from me just once a month, I'm alimony bound.
Never do. He thought I was a phony. The first thing that I said to the judge was I want alimony. His pocketbook he threw away. He fed on stale baloney. For every time he got a dime, I wanted alimony. To pay me alimony. To pay me alimony. I had him up in every court in town to pay me alimony. That he was slowly sinking. I quickly rushed up to his side to see what he was thinking. In that saddest hour of life, my heart was cold and stony. He lifted up his mournful head and I whispered, alimony! Hooray for alimony! Hooray for alimony! Just get yourself a handsome man and sue for alimony.
Good morning, Judge.
Through that last set of views into the underbelly of American life in the late 40s and early 50s, we heard Maddox Brothers and Rose, Alimony, a Merle Travis original, Alimony Bound, Hank Penny worrying about taxes from the early 50s, Roy Hogshead's Easy Payment Blues, Bob Wills with a vocal by brother Billy Jack Wills from 1953, The Bottle Baby Boogie, Cliffy Stone's Dear Archie, and Bill Carlisle's Dear Okie. I'm Dave Redlauer. This is Jazz Rhythm. And shifting to a more personal perspective for just a second here, my father, Ed Redlauer, died not long before I started this series. Even though he was from the Northeast, he'd been stationed in Texas during World War II, and there he encountered and was fascinated with this music. Later, when I was a youngster, we had a collection of 78s that included some of this music, and I want to dedicate this entire series to my late father, Ed Redlauer. Here's one of his and our family favorites, a Roy Hogshead tune, The Fishtail Boogie.
Let's all get together and we'll have a little fun. We'll go honky-tonkin' and I'll show you how it's done. We'll do the fishtail boogie.
Fishtail boogie.
The fishtail boogie.
Fishtail boogie.
Tell your friends all about me. I'm a fishing son of a gun. We'll need a little bait and we'll need a little pole, and we'll all go down fishing in the Gulf of Mexico to watch the fishtail boogie.
Fishtail boogie.
The fishtail boogie.
Fishtail boogie.
Tell your friends all about me. I'm a fishing son of a gun. There's all kinds of boogie in these 48 states, but the most talked of boogie is the one that Florida makes. It's the fishtail boogie.
Fishtail boogie.
The fishtail boogie.
Fishtail boogie.
Tell your friends all about me. I'm a fishing son of a gun. You may be bursting rocks and you may be shoving coal, but you'll stop and do this boogie cause it satisfies your soul. It's the fishtail boogie.
Fishtail boogie.
The fishtail boogie.
Fishtail boogie.
Tell your friends all about me. I'm a fishing son of a gun. Fishtail boogie.
Fishtail boogie.
Tell your friends all about me. I'm a fishing son of a gun.
Delightful and a favorite of mine, going back till since before I was 10, Fishtail Boogie. I'm, as I say, especially interested in your feedback on this program. This is so far off the main beaten path of jazz. Let me know if you find this interesting or just an annoying aberration. You think I should delve more into this jazz of the Southwest in future programs? You think maybe it would be interesting to hear some in-depth programs on Bob Wills and some of the other interesting personalities of this music? Or just stay away from this steel guitar, aha, okie hokum altogether. You can email me direct with your opinion at dradjazz@aol.com. That's D-R-A-D. J-A-Z-Z at AOL.com, or you can always send me a message through the Jazz Rhythm website, www.jazzhot.bigstep.com. Jazz Rhythm is produced by Rhythm Productions, offering transfer of vintage tapes and discs to CD. I'm going to conclude with the rather progressive-sounding Hillbilly Bebop by Hank Penny. That's Cowboy Jazz and Hillbilly Boogie on Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for listening.